This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The following is a free preview of Doughboys Double, our Patreon-exclusive premium episodes. Get new episodes every Tuesday only at patreon.com/doughboys. Welcome to Doughboys Double. I'm Nick Weiger, along with the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, for a late night record, Mitch. Very late night on the, in the East Coast for you.
The nighttime is the right time, am I right?
Well, you know, we're in the midst of Rock Around the Clock Doberfest, Rotkadaba, and we have, as part of that, just by coincidence of our guest schedules, we ended up we're doing a late night record, which I guess is very on theme.
It is. This is very much on theme. And Nick, I'm excited to have our guests on.
I am too.
You're gonna like the way they guessed. I guarantee it.
Very good, like the Men's Warehouse.
Did you not like it?
I like that a lot. I directed a Men's Warehouse spoof. That was a branded ad through Funny or Die for Megadeth.
Wow.
It was for Megadeth's new album.
So how much was, okay, and what? Go on.
And it starred Dave Mustaine, the guitarist and singer of Megadeth, as the I Guarantee It guy.
Wow.
But he was guaranteeing that the new album, you're going to like the way it rocks.
Now, the thing that I just did, you're going to like the way they guessed, I guarantee it.
Yeah.
I bet you it was funnier than that entire sketch.
I assure you it was. I watched the sketch.
What was the total production cost for the sketch? And then what did you pay, I don't know, Joe Hartzler or whoever was in it?
they were complimentary, right? What was the verbiage on that internal document? They were included.
You look like the Bohemian Rap. You look like the Bohemian Rhapsody video.
So basically, my issue is that I am, because of the lighting situation in the office where the home office where we're recording, and because there is my overhead light is out, and our shitty building won't fucking fix it. I don't blame the guy who would actually fix it because he's just overwhelmed, but the building is just like mismanaged and this guy doesn't have any time to fix it. So it's so I'm just in the dark right now.
You look like a kind of a spooky floating head. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're also wearing a black shirt. Our guest said
that's true.
Our guest put it the funniest way. It looks like you're filming your manifesto. One of our guests. Or it would be funny to picture them saying that as together at the same time. But Wags, I'm down here in the basement.
Yes.
I'm now about a week out of having done my trip down to New Haven and rented out a theater for only $100, but I watched Tenet and got some pizza. But I don't have COVID, which I was afraid of, just because it's dangerous, you know?
Yeah. Easy throwing around that only $100 in these trying economic times.
Oh, right,
times.
Yes. I know that's a lot of money. I'm saying to rent out a whole theater, that's cheap.
It is cheaper than you'd expect this day and age, in this day and age, because they are so fucking desperate to have any revenue at all.
I get down here tonight. I think I spoke too soon. My nose is running. But then I remember this couch is filled with feathers, and I'm allergic to feathers.
You got to stop sitting on this down couch.
There's a bunch of feathers in the couch, so my nose is running. I got a headache.
Find a better spot to squat. Stop sitting on that down couch.
No, I got to sit down here.
It's not worth your getting your nose and your allergies acting up.
I got a question for you before we have to introduce our guests because we're wasting their time now. Do you think in the last 4 years how many times do you think Trump fucked in the last 4 years?
I think it's entirely possible that it's zero times.
You think zero?
I think he could just be a non-sexual man.
I was wondering if who fucked more, me or him, but now with your answer, sounds like a tie.
He could also be a fuck machine. I don't fucking know. Some of these old guys are surprisingly virile.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
I don't think he is. Anyways, I
suspect nothing.
I want to get that question out quickly before we started.
I was going to talk about, I got the Burger King long chicken sandwich today and it was really good, but I'll just leave it at that.
Wow.
Let's introduce our guests. They're a comedy power couple.
Wow.
I would say. Actors, writers, comedians, good friends of the podcast. Marissa Pinson, David Neer are here. Hi, guys.
Hello. Great to be here.
Hey, Nick. Hey, Mitch.
I'm really missing the experience of being in Mitch's house. That's really,
I know.
Like, this is tough.
Yeah, no one's there right now. It's just completely empty. Up for grabs.
Do you think it's been burgled?
I was scared of burgles. I put in an alarm system while I was gone. But
to
I'm always
protect what? I mean, no offense, Mitch, but like all those paper plates stacked up on the table.
You know, I've grown attached to them, and I don't want anyone to take them.
Well, you seem really happy. Like, I've been noticing in these past episodes that you've been at your mommy's house that it seems like you're really, really much, much happier.
Well, yeah. To put it not so strangely, mother brings out the smiles in me.
That's very
good. You're living. That's like a mommy's dream. Like,
the
son coming back to be taken care of as a grown boy.
We've gotten into like little spats here and there, but I it's been good to it's
so
been
you
good
always
to be back.
Kiss and make up.
Is it because you keep peeking?
Okay, though, this is a real question. Do you kiss your mom on the lips? Because David kisses his mom on the lips, but not his dad.
Interesting.
I did kiss my mom on the lips for a very long time, but it's only now she'll be like, give me your head is what she'll say, and she'll kiss my head.
She's like denying you. You're going for the lips and she's
no.
You're getting fucking cock blocked, dude.
No, she's not. She is not. I got a lot of people made fun of Tom Brady, which look, I understand them making fun of him for a lot of reasons, but when he kissed his kid on the lips, I didn't think there was anything wrong with that. And I said that. I don't think that's a bad thing, but
he's a little kid. Yeah. A little kid.
How old is the kid? How old
the
was Tom Brady's kid?
Is I think like 10 or something around there.
That feels close.
I don't know. Yeah. That's cute.
It's
I kiss my mom on the mouth, and I'm not afraid to say that.
I like it, David. I think that's a nice thing. My mom, I don't do it anymore. But there was I did it probably till I was 12 or so, or 13.
Right. No, so you stopped at a reasonable time.
I'm much older than that.
Well, here's the deal. I wasn't kissing any other girls, so I felt like it was weird to continue to kiss. Like,
if the only lips you're kissing are your mom's.
If it's a year in review and the only lips I've kissed are my mom's, that's pretty bad. So
that's pretty bad. David's dad started trying to kiss me on the lips, like after David and I had been dating for like a year. He tried to make that a thing between us because like their family did it, and I had to kind of like stop him, and like I kind of became like the butt of the joke in the family. Like I'm the weird one because I don't want to kiss this man I've known for a year on the lips. I don't kiss my mom on the lips. Like that's really weird.
Just give me a kiss.
I stopped kissing my parents on the lips, both of them, like the same year. It was just like I was like
what
eight
happened
or nine.
That year?
I don't know. I think I just was like, you know what, I'm done with this. And
it was September 12th, 2001.
And then I just didn't do it anymore. And I could not imagine kissing my dad in any capacity. My mom, an occasional, like, yeah, it'll be like maybe like it's an embrace and like a head kiss or something. Maybe like a cheek kiss.
Mm. Yeah. Marissa makes it seem like it's a sexual thing because I never kiss my dad on the lips, but I kiss my mom on the lips.
And so your sister it's like kisses your dad on the lips. So it matches the appropriate sexual attraction gender.
Right. I can't explain that. It just doesn't, it just feels. Maybe I don't know how to defend it.
Prove it and kiss your dad.
Okay, well, I'm going to kiss my dad on the lips.
Hey, all right.
I'm going to kiss him on the lips for like 10 seconds straight. And I'm going to open my mouth. And yeah, I'll French kiss my dad.
It's the only way to prove you're not weird.
Can Weiger and I zoom in too?
Yes, you can. We should have a Twitch stream for that.
There you go. With this tension in your marriage over this issue, it makes me think of, like, you have a child of your own. What is going to be the kissing protocol with your charge?
When they're little, you kiss them on the lips. Like,
okay.
Yeah. I think there will be a time when it feels like she's aged out of that. But when they're little, like, you want to kiss them on the lips. Like,
oh, right. Yeah, I kiss Peggy on the lips. Good night. She doesn't love to kiss, though. She really held out on kissing on the lips until just like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
No. I did some studying, listening to podcasts. You're not supposed to coerce children into kissing you on the lips. Like, oh, come on, give grandma a kiss. What are you doing? What are you holding out for? Big, give grandma a kiss. Because then it teaches them, like, okay, coercion is like okay. And like one day, whenever they're being coerced by some gross person, they'll feel like
their dad
obliged to do it.
Marissa.
My air fryer is about to beep. I don't want it to be loud.
Air fryer.
That air fryer beeps so loud.
You have an air fryer, right, Mitch?
I do, yes. Not in Massachusetts, but in Los Angeles, which is one of the things I set up my burglar system for. I don't want anyone to get out with the air fryer.
The air fryer beeps are so fucking loud. And I like Googled it and people are like, how do I can I like open it up and cover it with tape or something? Because like the beep is like, it beeps like 50 times. Like it's not an emergency. Like it's my tater tots. Like I don't need more than like one beep.
And if you got a sleeping baby in the house, that's not helpful.
Exactly.
I air fry in the living room because I don't want her to hear the beeps because the kitchen is close to her room. I know.
What model air fryer are each of you working with?
This is actually really appropriate to today's topic because. Mm.
Do you also think that they have separate air fryers?
No, I was talking to them and to you, Mitch. Oh. You're an air fryer owner. I don't think they have his and hers air fryers.
How great would that be, though, huh?
Yeah, that sounds pretty awesome.
Man. You know,
wow.
You know that the boys' air fryers fill with wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the girls, it's filled with veggies. No.
No way, man.
We have a Gourmilla air fryer, and it's really good for reheating pizza.
Wow!
Yes, it does a great job at reheating pizza. It's maybe my favorite way to reheat pizza.
For sure.
Did you get a Gourmilla?
No, Nick, I have a Kusari.
These names are so exotic.
Really? Yeah.
They're like Wayfair.com child slave bureau names. Does that make sense?
It definitely makes sense.
Okay, yeah.
As long as you're.
Oh, yeah, I get it, man. I totally get it.
We all believe was real.
It was real.
Nick, what air fryer model do you have?
I don't have an air fryer. But you know.
Oh, my God.
But you know who did just get an air fryer and who just texted me photographs of
Natalie?
The panko pork chops that. No, not my wife. Panko pork chops they made tonight? My mom and dad.
Wow.
And in fact, through an intermediary, me, my mom consulted with the Spoon Man, Mike Mitchell, regarding her air fryer purchase.
She didn't get the one I said.
Wow.
No, she got whatever one they had at Costco.
What the hell?
I mean, she was just gonna, like, she was the one at Costco was on sale. She was just like, I'll get this. It's affordable. Nick, what do you want?
You can trust Costco. You can trust Costco. Yeah. They have like one microwave. It's like, okay, this is a pretty fine microwave. You know,
yeah.
They have one type of folding chair. Get four of them. They'll be fine.
You guys are big fans of Costco.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we go there a lot, especially pandemic shopping. I've been buying so many boxes of mac and cheese and.
Wow.
Pasta. Oh my God. Pasta sauce.
Tubs, the amount of peanut butter that this family goes through, it would make your bones quake.
It would break your bones. Mitch, you would be crippled from just looking at our pantry.
I'm sure if it all fell on top of me.
Butter. It feels psychotic.
By the way, Nick is sharing the text from his dad about the air fryer. And it says, this is the air fryer we got. By the way, remember when you stopped kissing me? ?
What's up with that?
What's up with that, Dad? You can kiss me.
I'm a new Costco guy. New. I brought my Costco card home. There actually are some in Massachusetts, Wigs.
Yes.
Which I didn't realize that there were many Costcos because we have BJ's out here. We got BJ's Wholesale
right.
Club.
And that confuses the shit out of me because I always think of BJ's Brew House.
Yeah.
The pizza and beer place.
Yeah. Funny name, but confusing.
It's just dad's having a lot of fun with that.
Dad, yeah. We got to go to BJ's then.
Yeah,
they
getting
laugh.
Getting a BJ's from your mom for once. The kids goes over the kid's head.
They're saying that to the child?
Saying it to the kids. The kids don't get it. They don't understand. It's like a joke in a Pixar movie that's just for mom and dad.
That's a joke in a Pixar movie?
Yeah, I think so. I think that one's in Monsters U.
No wonder why you've never got to writ one of those Minion shorts that you want to write for. Got to writ. Never. No wonder you never got to writ. That's what I said.
To Costco after samples have gone the way of the dodo.
Yeah, that's very sad.
That's a bummer.
Sad news. Sad
it's a
news.
Bummer. It was such a huge part of the Costco experience, especially when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah. We would make lunch out of that for sure.
Do you know what I sampled at BJ's Wholesale Club?
A teaspoon of cum.
Egg rolls.
David, thank you for your guess of egg rolls, which is appropriate.
Yes. Now that's so who was closer?
Well, you know what? It's going to be harder to tell who is closer because what I sampled at BJ's Wholesale Club was Sonic the Hedgehog, the first Sonic 1. I played Sonic 1.
Wow.
So Marissa might be closer with teaspoon of cum.
Sure. If the fan art's any indication.
What a game.
This wasn't recently. This was when you were a kid.
This is when I was
you
a child.
You played it on a kiosk.
I played it on a kiosk.
Yeah, that's gonna
as
be memorable.
Weiger said, and it was my first time playing the game, and wow, I was impressed with how fast he was.
Yeah,
anyway,
sensation of speed is unmatched.
Nowadays, the first time you're seeing a new video game is watching a YouTuber do a speed run.
Here she goes again.
Started on these YouTubers.
I will say Twitch to me, it's when I first saw it seemed absolutely insane.
Yeah.
And it still does. I still am flabbergasted that millions of people watch it.
I Jack, you know, you guys both know Jack Allison. Jack had a Twitch channel and I played like scary games on there for a while. And it was a surprise to me just even how it was set up. And it's like such an elaborate setup and it's so over my head, but maybe I'm at the age where I just don't understand how all that sort of stuff works. I get, you know what I mean? Like it's just the next level to me. I don't really get it. Nick, you've never twitched before, have you?
I mean, I've guessed it on other people's streams.
Yeah.
So but I don't have my own Twitch channel. I do watch Twitch and I find it just, it's, the thing I'll say is there's some gamers with just such a level of mastery, just such a high skill level that I'm just like, this is amazing to see. Like it's like watching any athletic feat or like watching like a high level poker player. It's just like, oh, this is amazing. This person can do this thing that I can't do. And some are genuinely entertaining. Yeah, it is kind of a generational thing. I feel like most of the Twitch audience is, you know, teenagers or tweens.
Well, speaking of which, this will show you how productive I've been while I've been mm-hmm. at Quincy. I have 105 stars in Super Mario Sunshine, Wags.
Wow, look at you.
I'm gonna
through it.
I'm going to 100% it. That's my plan.
Wow. And that's not an easy game.
It's famously not an easy game.
One of the more difficult 3D Marios.
I think that if you told me from age 6 to age 25, well, until age 37, that when I was 38 years old, I'd be in my mom's house and have 105 stars in Super Mario Sunshine. I think I'd probably die from excitement that I was going to be able to do it someday.
You're living the dream.
I never have to stop. Yeah. Is that an old Mario, I guess?
Yeah, it came out when I was in it came out when I was in college. I think maybe my like sophomore year of college, somewhere around there.
Okay. 2002, yeah. I believe.
And, 2002. So maybe my freshman year of college.
Is that a GameCube?
Yeah, it was for GameCube.
It's a GameCube.
Yes.
GameCube.
And they re-released it as part of Super Mario 3D All-Stars. So there's three of the 3D classic 3D Marios in one package, and that's what Mitch has been playing on his Switch.
Yeah.
I want to pivot real quick before we get into the topic at hand. I did want to touch on cats. You have your two cats, Cosmo and Fig, who you are cohabitating with. And how have the cats been responding to these trying times, to everyone being in the house all the time?
I think they love it. We just got them during COVID because we have so much time. Yeah.
Whoa.
It was like a COVID panic move, you know, like feeling like we needed some new novelty to like change the trajectory of the day, just like to mix it up because we're just getting so bored. And so we found these two cats, and we had a really old cat who went to kitty heaven. She was like 20.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
And so, it was a long, happy life. But when you're used to having an old cat and then you get like 1 year old cats, they're fucking crazy. Like,
yeah.
They're boinging off the walls, like jumping, catching flies, like swinging and flopping. And if you turn your back on your meal for a second, they're like on the table eating your food. It's like,
wow.
They're like chimps. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's
fun. Yeah. They're also snuggly, which is good.
This touches on the topic at hand, but they're very similar to the Mogwai that come out of Gizmo when you put water on them. They're
right.
A little zany. There's you picture cats to be like, to be like Gizmo. You think they're going to be like Gizmo, but they're not like Gizmo. They are like a Stripe and like what are the names of some of the other ones, Wagger?
I mean, other than I don't fucking know.
Wingnut, Crespi.
I don't know why they never gave Wingnut his own movie. There should have been a Wingnut spin-off.
Chankton, I think, is one.
Yeah, that's right.
Chankton is very gremlin-like.
They are crazy at night, and they do the thing. I don't know if Wally and Irma do this, but like, do they go crazy? Like, you hear that cats are nocturnal, and like, we all know that. But our old cat would snuggle up and sleep under the covers with us and like be like a teddy bear and just sleep all night long. And these cats, like when the moon goes up, the sun goes down, they're like Mogwai mode.
Yeah.
And so we had to like keep them locked out of our room because they were just boinging all over us, like biting our feet, licking our faces, like wanting to play. So they don't sleep with us at night. They're banned.
Wally has been, he's jumped up onto like, I have like a bookshelf, well, not with books on it, with other stuff, but he jumps up to like the top shelf of the bookshelf and then jumps down onto my bed. And then he gets on the nightstand and he tries to knock the mirror off the wall. He's knocking the mirror off the wall.
And that's crazy.
Any painting. And then they'll get zoomies. Well, first of all, Irma's jumping the baby gate. I already said this, but Irma's jumping the baby gate.
Okay. Was this the intention of the baby gate, was to like barricade the cats?
My mom got the baby gate to, one, keep the cats upstairs, and then she eventually wants some sort of grandchild. So I think that it's going to carry over for forever when I for whenever I can produce an offspring. She wants that. So the baby gate is for now and later, but it's for the cats at the moment.
This seems really early on the purchasing of
There's also
passive aggressive signal there, I feel.
There's a crib in my room right now as well.
You sleep with a pacifier in your mouth. It's for the baby later. I think a baby gate, I'm sure your mom is, you know, a very smart woman, but a baby gate is not going to stop a cat.
Yes, you know, this
as
is
as I said, we were talking about this last night, David and I. I said it's like putting a step stool in front of Shaquille O'Neal and wondering why it's not holding him back.
He's just step right over that.
He'll just step
right
over.
It's no problem for Shaq.
But you know what's going to happen?
He's got famously long legs.
He's going to do something. He's going to do something funny, though.
Would do something funny.
Yeah.
Irma,
in the same way, is being funny with it. She wasn't hopping over the gate. Here's the thing, because the gate goes right to the stairs, so she was too afraid to do it. But she was hopping up and then standing on the baby gate. But then one time the baby gate fell and she fell with it, and then she was terrified to ever do it again. The issue though is that there's a banister right next to where the baby gate is, so she hops up on that banister and steadies herself and goes down. But it's very funny because she'll come down the stairs and she'll go, meow, and I'll go, Irma, and then she'll run upstairs like she knew she did something wrong. So it's it's funny and sweet in many ways. But she
slides down the banister like she's the cool kid in school. Like, wee, what's for breakfast, Mitch's mom?
I would be delighted if she did anything like that.
Rad.
And your mom, because she kind of sounds like she kind of doesn't want the cats in the special rooms, she's chasing the cats with a frying pan.
She is chasing the cats with a frying pan, and I'm also chasing them with a frying pan, but I'm licking my lips. It's one of those situations. but no, she doesn't, you know, we had a cat Zip for 22 years.
Yes.
So that was also an issue, is that, you know, Zip was an outdoor cat. She was one of the greatest cats. But she still would rip up the furniture. Then Buster we had, and Buster got to Claude. This is the 80s, so don't get mad, listeners. Mm-hmm. But so she like went through all of that, and then also at the same time, Nick, there's a leak in the ceiling. I get home, I start showering in the shower.
Wait, is this contemporary? We're still in the past.
No, this is now.
Okay, this is now. Okay,
this is.
So Buster talking had about nothing cats to do with this.
Buster had nothing to do with it. Zip is not guilty.
Okay,
this is in the last few weeks. I mean, Wally and Irma, they are suspects, but it's most likely me, the 300-pound son, who's in the shower, and the shower's leaking. The shower's it's leaking through the kitchen ceiling. Plumber came. Guess what? Clogged up with cum.
Oh, boy.
Oh. Classic.
Hey, collecting those samples from BJ's.
Remember that was going around where it was like the college that like the drain in the boys' dorm.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Clogged with cum. Is that true?
I think that was someone printed something up and then took a picture, like taped it to a bathroom wall and took a picture of it and uploaded it for clout. I don't think it was an actual issue.
When you say seems really obvious that wouldn't be real. That's what it was. It was like a letter from the dean saying, like, please stop jizzing in the drains. And that now that you say it, that would never happen.
It's pretty gullible. Back in like 2012 or something, when we first started going together, I convinced her and Ginny Pearson that like guys will like hold in farts for a really long time, and like the pressure will build up and it'll stimulate their prostate, and like it feels so good, and it, like you can like come.
Yeah, you said that guys jack off with like big farts, fart bubbles in their butt.
Oh my god,
it stimulates their prostate. That's, and we believed you.
Like, no wild. Way, really? I'm like, yeah, you can like hold in farts, and like, I mean, that's what like butt sex is, you know.
Do you know,
it's the
you
same
know,
thing.
Nick and I are gonna try this tonight for sure.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, you like... know, it's not real, because if it was one thing to like help a boner, you know, David would have done it, because he's like, It's like a boner king. Like,
thank you, babe. You're welcome. I think that was a compliment.
That's beautiful. You know, if you opened up the door to the bathroom when I was in the shower in college, I'd ride out of that thing on a surfboard. Jacking off all the way through. I mean, where else are you supposed to? I mean, I'm sure that it happens in college. I don't think it's that crazy to think that it might be partially true.
Are the showers private? Sorry.
They're private.
Okay.
Yeah, in my dorm, they were private. But it was like you could see, like the walls didn't go all the way to the ground. It was like bathroom stalls. It was like toilet, like, so there was like, you could see other people's feet down there.
Did you glue like a little mirror to your foot?
I wasn't trying to peep on my shower mates.
What's up, mirror foot? That's what they called Weiger on his floor.
That's a really like unflattering view of a guy, though. Probably just like the underside of like a balls.
Yeah, gotta be. I just didn't do it because I was like,
in
I don't have a private
for
space.
Years?
Well, I mean, for like the when I was in the dorms.
Wow.
I was just like, I'm just not gonna do this.
Where'd you crank in your car?
Really?
I just wasn't doing it.
Wow. You asked if he cranked in his car?
Yeah.
Not 4 years, but
when he was at graduation, he was like, "Give me the diploma, quick!"
I'm holding in the biggest fart right now.
Yeah, Weiger could put his diploma up on the wall with no tape, if you catch my drift.
Read it loud and clear.
Let's get into midnight snacks, which is a world I don't understand.
What?
Mitch, this was your idea for an episode, and I will say that
Hold on, it was?
Yeah, this was your idea. I will say that I don't have midnight snacks. I don't wake up at night and I'm like, ooh, I'm hungry, I'm going to make myself a big Dagwood sandwich. Like, that's never been a thing that I've done. I can't recall ever really waking up and, if I get up and have anything, it's a glass of water because I've parched because I've been sleeping with an open mouth.
Fucking snooze city.
But I don't. I just
with
don't
an
have.
Open mouth?
Yeah, I sleep with a big. I have like a big open mouth. I'm an open mouth sleeper. I'm a drooler.
You better hope that old teabag Tommy doesn't come
strutting. Mirrorfoot and teabag Tommy. That was his. That was Weiger's floor.
Well, I'm not a wake up in the middle of the night and eat person either. I'm interpreting this as like you already had dinner. Mm. Maybe I eat dinner pretty early, and so this is like a late night additional munch before bed. I'm not really waking up and eating anything.
Right.
Yes. I think that this is a post dinner snack. You've had post dinner snacks, Weiger, right?
I've had post dinner snacks, but I'm curious, Mitch and David, do you guys get up and have a snack in the middle of the night ever?
Thank you for the question, Weiger. I don't. I have friends and family members who will wake up and be like, I'm kind of hungry, I'm gonna go have like a cup of yogurt or, you know, like munch on a sandwich. And to me, that seems absolutely insane because my thing is like I want to sleep at night. I wake up and I go and pee with my eyes still closed, you know, if I have to pee, and
sit
then I just
the
go
toilet.
Back to bed, sit down on the toilet and pee, yes, because there's no splash. You don't have to worry about missing, right? So I'm sleepy and I want to stay sleepy. It's not like me hungry, I'm gonna have a meal. Like, that seems like you're gonna wake yourself completely up. You might as well watch a little boob tube while you're up at it. So no, I don't do the midnight snack. I never have, but I have had. Well, Mitch, I'll let you answer that question.
No, Weiger, I have not, like in the cartoons, woken up in my PJs with a sleeping cap on and gone to the fridge and made like a big sandwich. I don't know if that is real outside of like.
It's
I mean
absolutely it real. There are people who do it. Yeah, people will get up and like
really.
Make, yeah, people would like get up and make themselves like a grilled cheese sandwich, or they'll like fucking heat up a burrito. People eat or just eat a whole jar of olives.
Yeah, my mom does that. Like we ordered in Chinese food the other day, and she like was waking up in the middle of the night and eating like walnut shrimp.
That's a wild midnight snack.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Now, Weiger, are you thinking of Homer Weiger when you say people?
Yeah, that long sandwich that you keep next to your bed and you never want it throughout the course of the episode.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Midnight munchies.
But you both must be up in the middle of the night taking the baby has to be fed. The baby's crying. That like is that ever an occasion where you're like oh, I'll get a bite to eat for myself?
You know, fortunately she soups very well. So we're not we're not really up. I mean, she's two now. Mm. So she sleeps like fully 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Wow.
And that's not the case for everybody with a 2-year-old. Some kids are, you know, but we just lock her in and she can't get out. What can I say? definitely during that time, there was a lot of middle of the night munching. But since then, and we go to bed so, so early now. Like, it's such a cliche, but like before we had a child, we would stay up. Like, we were living like we were teenagers. We would stay up until like 4 a.m. playing NBA Jam. We would just be like, to talking about midnight
or
snacks,
risk,
like, or risk, just like really just getting fired up on a Monopoly board, just like going totally wild.
And we would drink a lot, I would. Mm, right. Marissa never really drank, but we would drink, we would smoke weed, we'd have a good old time. We're in our early 30s, you know, having a blast. and that's when midnight munchies would come about.
Wow.
So you get your drink on. And then you get your stink on, which by stink, I actually mean snack, which is kind of a weird way of saying it. But
well, no, the stink of a snack can stay on you. Like if you eat Cool Ranch Doritos, that stink can be on you for a while.
And that's exactly what I meant. Thank you, Mitch. Mm-hmm. But we would go ham. We would tater
Literally.
Tots were a massive hit. We would go ham, eating ham. We have tater tots right here with us as like a little callback. Blast from the past.
Wow.
We would that could feed a lot of hungry people, you know, a whole bag of Trader Joe's tater tots with ketchup and mustard. And what else would we snack on back in those days, back in the 2010s?
Like frozen mozzarella stick. I mean, I wish we had an air fryers have only been around for like 1 year because everything is just so air fryers are made for like little anything you want to get crispy. So like a mozzarella stick, a tater tot, like a fried wonton, a little dumpling, a little whatever. It's so good in the air fryer. It's so fast.
Mozzarella stick. The game changed for mozzarella sticks with air fryers. It really did.
Totally.
It's and they're so much easier to make. Why? I don't know why you don't have an air fryer, Weiger.
Well, I think the for me, part of it is the foods you're describing are, I mean, I'm already eating like shit. I can't eat even worse than I'm already eating. Like if I'm having mozzarella sticks in the house.
You don't keep that kind of stuff in the house. Any crunchy munchies?
I mean, I'll have like chips. But I used to be a guy who'd have like taquitos all the time. We'd go to Costco, get that fucking 30 pack of taquitos or the big ass thing of corn dogs. I was having those. And I just like, I can't do that to my body anymore. It's just too much.
I like to start the day really healthy. So I'll have David's special porridge, which is filled with seeds and quinoa and peanut butter. And it's so healthy. And it's like, okay. So if lunch goes a little off the tracks, it's like, no big deal. I started off strong. You know, if dinner, we get a little silly, have pizza. Yeah. And then after dinner, we get a little wackadoo and we have an ice cream sundae.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, don't make the mistake that like now we're like dork health nuts. Like,
oh no,
we just do it earlier. So like we have dinner early because we eat dinner with Peggy, which will be at like 6. And then when she goes to bed at 7 or 7:30, as soon as her little fuzzy head hits the pillow, mama and dada, time to party. So
well, we have a little saying, don't we, babe? When the baby goes down, we don't mess around. Or mess around because we're eating silly foods.
So I'm talking like literally every single night.
Can you just clarify what the saying is one last time?
Well, it was when the baby goes down, we don't frown or mess around. Because it's time to eat silly foods.
Okay, silly foods.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's a nightly hot fudge sundae.
Wow. Night.
Pretty much, but it's small.
God, it sounds like heaven.
Every night, we get a jar of hot fudge. You put it in the microwave. Mm-hmm. You pour it over some vanilla ice cream. I like an ice cream with a mix in. David's more of a purist. Mm-hmm. I like a Häagen-Dazs or something with a little bit of action. You know,
sure.
Yeah.
And
you know what's funny with an ice cream sundae? I like some mix ins. I'm with you, Marissa, but. When it comes to an ice cream sundae, when it comes to an ice cream sundae, I am more with David. I like to do a traditional vanilla and chocolate, scoop of vanilla, scoop of chocolate, hot fudge, whipped cream on top of it. That's kind of that's where I'm going with sundaes.
It's a great option.
Whipped cream. Throw some like nuts on there, some roasted pecans.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Oh my God. And then if you've got a cherry in the fridge, which sometimes we do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Throw that maraschino cherry on there just for one bite of like a sweet burst of cherry. It's fun.
Yeah.
You don't go.
I would say that you can have an ice cream sundae every night as long as it's not like crazy huge.
That's the thing. Like growing up, we would have big old bowls and you know, it led to some, you know, you just don't want to go too big. Thank you, babe, for bringing that up. You can go small.
I was like,
I don't care.
Yeah, do whatever you want, but I will say, like, in terms of your digestion and your health, that was the same thing in my family growing up. Is I thought just having ice cream for dinner every night was normal. I thought you just like, oh, every family has like a bowl of ice cream for dessert, and like I mean a bowl, like a cereal bowl with like 2 or 3 scoops. It was substantial, but it sounds like you're describing a modest sundae.
I'm glad you mentioned the cereal bowl because most families, that's what you do. You have your one standard size bowl, and that would apply to cereal, to spaghetti, to ice cream.
Yes.
That's your problem. You're going to want to fill it up and you're going to add like five more scoops than you would if you have. We have like these little 100%. Ramekins or these little bowls, almost looks like a cup, like a measuring cup, that same size. And then you can load it up. You can like pack it in there, pour on the fudge. You feel totally satisfied. And you can have an ice cream sundae every night. It doesn't even feel like we're doing like a little like naughty diet ice cream sundae. It feels like this is just like dessert, and you don't get a tummy ache because it's not too much.
You know that there's freaks listening to this right now that eat their sundaes on a fucking plate.
There better not be, Mitch. Don't even joke about that, man. That's fucking weird. I don't even want to think about those freaks.
They're out there, man. It's Halloween season. There's some freaks out there, and they're listening to the episodes. Nick, you know this is true, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of plate people out there in the world. There's a lot of
plate freaks out there.
I just looked at you, and you gave me an reaction, just dead faced.
I'm listening.
Is there freaks? Burger Boy,
you're
a table
ice cream
freak?
Off plates. They're using spatulas instead of spoons.
It's chaos.
It's
Burger
chaos.
Boy, Burger Boy, thank you for bringing that up, David. Burger Boy is a table freak. If something falls onto the table, he likes it.
He
likes to have
his ice cream straight off the table. This freak.
I don't, would never. Oh, come on.
You do, though.
Even a table
and
freak
how many
has a line. Would never use a spatula to eat a scoop of ice cream directly off
really?
The table.
Oh, really?
Yeah, uh-huh. I would never do that.
Okay, well, it seems like you're full of shit and you're just lying to us.
It's so hard to maneuver anyway, to try to get that spatula under there on the table. You got nothing to push up against.
Yeah, you're right. It takes a lot of practice.
You would know.
You would know. You've mastered it.
Anytime Mitch. I do it. I mean, anytime someone would try to do it. You
look,
fucking
if
do
you're going
to
even do that, you got to use some salad tongs or something and get a grip on it. It's the only
okay.
way it would ever work.
Okay, all right. Well, so I guess we know how he does it now. He uses salad tongs.
Yeah, I'm fucking freaked out. We got to change the topic.
Now, I got to ask you, do these ice creams, do these count as your midnight snacks? Because for me, I think that does count as a midnight snack.
Their dessert is a given.
The enough time goes between dinner and the sundae to make it constitute as a midnight snack, I would say. Because dessert, you eat right away, right?
Yeah.
If an hour and a half goes by, or an hour goes by, even.
I think like an hour limit is, I think an hour limit is, I think that's good. I think once an hour passes, it's no longer dessert. This is now a snack or a midnight snack or another meal. I don't know what it is, but to
fourth
me, the
meal as coined by Taco Bell.
It might
it's
be fourth
meal.
Or to me, Nick, this is midnight snack. This is the zone for midnight snack. I know it's called a midnight snack, but for me, a midnight snack, I think 10 p.m. on, unless you're having a late dinner, late dinner, 10 p.m. on, that's midnight snack territory.
Right. So you kind of got a window with a like 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. anywhere in there is kind of midnight snack territory.
Mm-hmm.
And then after 2 a.m., well, you've got like the
away.
Weird like Mark Wahlberg breakfast, like how he gets up at 2:15.
Yeah. So, yeah.
What?
He's had some liquefied
he
chicken breasts.
That?
Yeah, his schedule's insane.
So when I was at the SNL that The Rock hosted, they were trying to get like some of the biggest muscle guys in Hollywood to come to the SNL. And they were like, The Rock's gonna go soon. He usually wakes up at like 3 or 3:30 in the morning to work to like start his workout.
That's really Man. Sad.
Miserable. Just a miserable
terrible
life.
Terrible life.
Yeah.
Because like he does not have ice cream.
Yeah,
night.
No.
He has a cheat day.
He has a cheat day. I think his cheat day is bullshit. He has this thing that I think it's just social media posturing. He has this cheat day on Instagram and he shows his like huge, you know, like he has a giant plate of spaghetti and like three bagels and, you know, like a fucking slice of, or like a whole like Dutch apple pie. And he's like, cheat day, I'm going to eat all this. But then I don't think he's actually eating it. I think it's just for the gram.
Take a bite.
Yeah, take a bite, Rock.
Yeah, fucking take a bite, Rock.
Take a fucking bite right here. Live. Do an Insta live.
I think he should. I think he should put an Insta live together. I think we need to see
this. I agree.
I now that you say that, I remember seeing The Rock holding up a ice cream sundae on a plate, if I remember correctly.
That checks out.
Dude, the dude's a freak.
He's a plate freak. All right. So look, we gotta get into this because we have to rank our midnight snacks.
I'm gonna get my stuff. I have some stuff. I'm gonna get
Oh wow.
We have a special moment. This is really actually going to blow your mind.
Marissa has stepped away.
I have some stuff too, but unfortunately I'm doing intermittent fasting and I'm not supposed to eat right now.
Right.
Oh yeah. Don't break that for this.
Enough for this dumb show.
So the midnight snack thing, but I'm going to tell you what I got. I told my mom to buy some midnight snacks and I'm going to tell you what I got. And I will eat these during the week. My midnight snack will be closer to 8 p.m. But I'll just start off listing what I think is a good midnight snack. What I've always liked is a midnight snack.
Okay.
For me growing up, for a midnight snack, there's a couple things. First of all, Cheez-Its and Goldfish. Goldfish and Cheez-Its. Those to me are midnight snack things. These are things when I come home, you find them in the cupboard, some Goldfish. Everybody loves Goldfish. And also those extra toasty Cheez-Its now is what I would like to have. But Cheez-Its. Those are two big ones for me. Cool Ranch Doritos, of course, if I'm going to 7-Eleven. Gatorade is one of my midnight snack drinks. I'm always drinking a Gatorade. Try not to do any caffeine when it's that late at night.
Right.
And then for me, another big midnight snack, and this, so to me, this is something that like it feels like you're actually like eating more than just a snack. And I know it's chips and salsa, Nick. I like some chips and salsa.
That's a lot of fun. I'll say just to kind of run through my personal midnight snacks, ice cream aside, ice cream kind of its own thing. And I have less of it at night these days.
And so you also said that you don't believe in midnight snacks. So these are things that you're imagining would be fun.
Well, no, if you're gonna broaden it to include things that you will have late at night, I'm not someone who does that a lot, but that's more in my wheelhouse. Like I have had a lot of late night snacks. I'm just not someone who interrupts his sleep to go have a big meal like some people do. Okay. So historically, it's been things like taquitos, like I mentioned, microwave burritos, but also a big one historically for me is cereal. Like a bowl of breakfast cereal at like
that's good. That's
at
good.
Like midnight.
Yeah. Wow.
And it looks, Marissa is holding a bowl of cereal aloft. What do you have there, Pinson?
This to me is a top tier. Top tier. Cereal, if you're not like a big sweet person, to me cereal is the perfect thing to have after dinner.
Yes.
This is a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Wow.
Marissa,
Dave has one as well.
And Dave, you helped. That's what Weiger and I said while we said wow wildly there.
I knew you were gonna have your minds blown here because we both have a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Wow,
and there's no way you could have expected that. So I understand you're excited. I honestly have not had a bowl of Frosted Flakes in a very long time. This used to be through my childhood the go-to, like you
guys. That's
great cereal.
This Frosted Flakes is my favorite cereal. I love Frosted Flakes.
It's so good. It's the best. Back in the day, we just recently got some cereal to have as specifically for midnight snacks, and we got Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Wow.
Reese's Puffs. Mm.
Yep.
And Honey Nut Cheerios, which were so good.
Honey Nut Cheerios are great. And also, I feel like, look, they're, the sugary cereals aren't great for you, but Honey Nut Cheerios aren't bad. And Frosted Flakes
are a lot worse. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're you could do way, way worse, Wags, but also Frosted Flakes on the spectrum of very sugary cereals is not super high up compared to almost anything else. Captain Crunch feels like you're eating sugar comparatively.
Yes.
Should we take a bite, babe?
I just took a bite, and I'm worried 100%. It's going to be really loud. It's so crunchy.
Okay, let's take our
really
first bite together.
Okay.
One, two. Hmm.
David, I don't know if you heard, Marissa, I think, said that she had I think that was her first bite.
It's so nice to share things as couples.
God, that is so good.
Now, what are you guys really using? Good. What is the milk? What do you got for milk in that bowl?
I think we truly have every iteration of milk in the refrigerator. We have whole milk.
Wow.
I don't mean this to be a brag. Whole milk, half and half, heavy whipping cream, oat milk, and almond milk.
Wow.
So almond this is
what
the
you're holding aloft.
Almond milk. And this, they have a really good deal on a 6-pack of almond milk. And this is kind of the go-to for cereals, for oatmeal, for smoothies. Mm. Oat milk goes in coffee. And then, you know, you just have to have a suite of milk to choose from. There's not one that works for everything, I've found.
Mitch, what kind of milk is your mom sporting there? Is she the type of mom that's saying only real milk? I don't even want to talk. I won't even consider the other milk's milk.
My mom, the milk in my mom's fridge, it's in a big glass container, and she won't tell me where it comes from. But it's milk. That's all I know.
Weird.
She recanters it into a different thing.
She has
be human milk.
She has skim milk to answer for real. She has skim milk and she has lactose free milk, which I requested. I am on the lactose free milk train. I like lactose free milk. I like it a lot.
Interesting. There's usually an oat milk.
I felt judgy, by the way, but go on.
No, it's interesting. My brother does the lactate. He does the lactose-free milk. I understand. I messed around with it. I don't like the flavor, although I understand they've tweaked the flavor, and it's less punishingly sweet these days.
To me, I can't even – I really can't tell the difference, honestly.
Yeah, I've heard they've made improvements. We generally have oat milk and almond milk. I'm more of an oat milk man. I've really gotten into oat milk, and, you know, what Marissa was talking about at Costco, the Kirkland Signature – don't know if it's a Kirkland signature, if it's another brand they have there, but they have like a six pack of oat milk you get there. I never would have thought of bulk buying it, but now, it's shelf stable. You just put it in the pantry. It's wonderful.
Wags, I got a big question for you. Yeah. Are you ever worried you're going to go to grab oat milk and then like there's going to be ice over a G and you're going to accidentally grab goat milk?
Well, that wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. That's not a catastrophe because you can drink that.
Okay.
But I usually will just, it's if there's like goats, like there's cartoon goats on the container.
Are you worried that there's going to be a little ice over the tea and that you're actually going to get oaf milk?
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Well, shit, we all remember what happened to Ernest when he was going for Miak, right? Is that a deep cut? Remember, like the Halloween one?
Of course.
Wow. Ernest we'll catch that.
Ernest scared stupid.
Yeah. And it's helpful. It ends up killing the trolls. The milk causes the trolls to die, I believe. I think Ernest
can use some of that for my Twitter mentions.
I think Ernest pours the milk on the trolls and they get so upset they kill themselves. I think that's how it works. But I haven't seen the movie in a long time.
Wow. It's dark.
That's what happens in that children's movie.
Yeah, it's really gruesome. They all do it in a different way. One guy like puts a shotgun in his mouth and pulls the trigger with his toe. Yeah.
There's a guy who puts Nikes on and then like drinks a serum and then lies down in a bunk bed and says he's going to ascend to a different plane. It's really weird.
Which as a kid, I was like, what is that? I like the shoes, but...
So you've got the frosted flakes you're chomping down on. Yeah.
I just, you talking about putting on Nikes and drinks. You look the creepiest you've ever looked since we started recording the show.
You don't like me just recalling specifics about the Heaven's Gate cult?
It from a dark room. It's terrifying. Mm.
Got it.
Are you guys watching the Nexium, The Vow?
No, I heard it's very slow.
I like it. I love anything cult related. Oh,
yeah, me too.
It's a sex cult. How can it be slow?
Yeah,
do you mean like the sign-up process is slow with the cult?
Like they haven't answered your emails. And you're waiting for them to get back to you.
Wags, I got to give a special shout out to Tina's Burritos, which I've told you before. Those to me were when you wouldn't go full meal. Because look, a midnight snack, a Mama Celeste counts as a midnight snack in my eyes.
Sure.
But Tina's Burrito is that line of just enough food, I feel like. You can even toss in two. I wouldn't be mad at you. But that, to me...
We reviewed... we did a Tina's Burritos episode recently with our friend Jamel Bowie, and I think we all were, like, surprised by how good the burritos held up.
They're
not bad. They're great value.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You guys have the Frosted Flakes. What else do you have midnight snack-wise?
So this is kind of a throwback, but my addition to it is new, and I ate this as a... I ate this for dinner 2 days ago. Tater tots, as you heard in the aforementioned air fryer, drizzled with buffalo sauce.
Wow.
And then dipped in some blue cheese dressing.
Oh, oof. That's fun.
And this
buffalo tots. How about that?
Really good snack.
That's great. This is like, so this to me is almost, it's almost too good for most fools won't be able to make this midnight snack. Right?
Well,
I mean, like
fools like Nick without an air fryer. I mean,
yeah, all truly.
Right, take it easy.
And then I feel like, and also, idiots like me who couldn't even think of buffalo tots. That's amazing. That's a great midnight snack.
I never really ate. I'm a vegetarian now, but even when I was a meat eater, I've never had a buffalo wing.
Fascinating.
Because I never liked like eating meat off the bone. That always kind of like freaked me out. It was a little too like I liked a chicken finger or like a tender.
Mm-hmm.
And so I never had buffalo sauce until like 5 years ago. And now that I've had it, I'm like, I'm a buffalo freak.
Yeah.
I can't get enough of this stuff.
Seriously. It's getting kind of crazy. I haven't brought this up, babe, but it's like too much kind of. And I'm worried about you. Could you please just go easy a little bit?
Well, I don't have a fucking problem, so it's actually in your control.
Mitch and Weiger think you do too, right, guys?
Well,
I'm just saying, roasted cauliflower. with buffalo sauce.
Are you a fan?
For any wing fan, I feel like this is like definitely going to scratch the itch. Do you guys fuck with a buffalo cauliflower or as
I've had
buffalo
that before.
Wing?
Mm-hmm. I've had the buffalo cauliflower before. It works surprisingly well. Right? The texture is great. Yeah.
Mohawk Bend has a really good buffalo cauliflower. Speaking of bones,
bone to pick with me.
No, never. Not with you two. I got a good bone doozy for you here. Weiger Dano said that he said that he was out having hot dogs the other day. Mm-hmm. And he said he got a hot dog
with a bone in it.
He got a hot dog with a bone in it. That is what it is.
No.
He got a hot dog with a bone in it.
Like a boner?
How big of a bone?
like how he was
just sucking a dick.
This is how Nick thinks. By the way, this is how Nick thinks boners work. He thinks that there is a bone in the boner. Yeah. To this day,
the bone slides out of your intestines and then up into your wiener flesh, and then you have a boner. Everyone knows that's how it is.
He bit into a bone in a hot dog, and we said, how many did you have? He said he had 6 hot dogs, which I tipped my hat to him. That's a good number of hot dogs.
But he bit
into a bone in a hot dog.
Was he going to have 7 hot dogs before he bit into that bone?
He maybe would have had 7. Dano would have maybe had 7 hot dogs.
What amount of bone? Yes, exactly.
I think it was basically the size of the hot dog, and it was just a little fleshy covering.
All right,
I'm lying. I don't know the size of the bone. It was pretty big. Do you want me to text him? He's probably still awake.
Yeah, find out.
We heard a story about a guy who...
I knew you were going to bring this up.
We have a friend, Mikey, and he tells us a story. Mikey J is kind of like one of Mitch's friends. He's just kind of like a funny character. And he was telling us this story. He was like, yeah, this buddy of mine, he's in the hospital because somebody served him a dog turd hot dog.
Oh, my God.
And we were like, what the fuck? And he was like, yeah, he went to their house for a barbecue, and I don't know, I guess they slipped a dog turd on the bun and covered it with toppings, and he ate it, and he got really sick.
Fuck.
And then we're like, he ate the whole thing. He was like, yeah, man, they like charred it up really good, and they put a lot of toppings on
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking awful prank.
Well,
cool thing to do to somebody.
We're like, yeah, what? His guy's name was Old Joey. And like, what did Old Joey? It's like, I guess they were jealous of Old Joey or something. I don't know.
Jesus.
Jealous.
That's fucking.
But we were like thinking about it. It's like, could you take a bite of a turd, no matter how charred, no matter how slathered in sauce? Wouldn't you know that?
You have to think you would. I mean, you have to assume you'd know, think something was up.
Yeah.
Like, this doesn't taste normal. I'm not going to finish this, even if you don't know it's shit specifically.
I'd agree with you. But according to him, it was charred up really nice, and there were lots of toppings on it. And then he said he was at the hospital, and we were like, well, how do you know that's what it was? And he was like, apparently there was no issue with the hot dog. It was just like, then later he got sick. And we're like, well, how'd they know it was a dog turd? Where'd that theory even come from? And he's like, that they told him, the doctor told him, you must have eaten a dog turd.
That is,
there could really be like a serial type podcast just to try to like crack the code of this story, because like it just does not make sense. And I've been we heard it like a year ago, and I just like, I'm so haunted by it. I'm like fascinated.
There's been some foul things on the podcast, but that is the most disgusting thing I can think of.
Truly, truly vile.
Those guys were like watching him take the first bite, and they're like, okay, now, oh wait, he's still eating it. Oh yeah. My God, he ate the whole fucking thing.
Oh. He wants another one? We only have one turd, bro. What do we do?
Quick, you gotta make another one.
Make another chili, dude.
Squeeze your dog's belly. So I texted Dano. I said, you up? ? What size was the bone? ? And he said, yeah. And then he knew immediately. He said, less than a dime, like the size of a nail. That's what he
said. Okay. So, that's like a really bone fragment.
That. It's funny how just a little fragment can ruin something. We were talking about eggshells.
Mm-hmm.
Like, have you ever had, like, we were talking about this egg sandwich I had, this croissant egg sandwich across the street from my house. It ruined me from eggs for so long. Mm. And I still, when I think about this one place, I think about it as the eggshell plays. Just that bite is so offensive. It's so, I don't know why, but it's like, I can't trust any bite after that bite. You're on edge.
It's really unsettling for sure.
Well, I've said this on the podcast, but my mom was making lemon chicken and I was sick and I smelled the lemon chicken and I threw up. I don't like lemon chicken anymore. I can't eat lemon chicken.
Is Dano off of hot dogs now, or is he still horking them down?
Let's see here. He says he's eating one right now.
Tell him to check if it's a dog turd. Just make sure.
He says, oh, fuck, it is a dog turd.
Oh, no.
And he said, and then he said, back to the hospital.
You see, I'm the type of person, if I bit into a bone, I would be like really on it to try to get like free hot dogs for life.
Yeah, I agree with that. Why not? Yeah. I mean, if you almost, you know what's funny? Wag's favorite place in the world. We went out to eat there. Did we take Yusong out for? What was we? Did we take Yusong out for like his 16th birthday? What? Why were we there?
It was his quinceañera. Yusong was. He was going back. This was when he was interning for us. He was interning for our old podcasting company.
He was going back to Cornell,
which shall not be named. And then he was going back to college, and so we gave a little send off dinner at one of the Hillstone restaurants, South Beverly Grill. And then when we went to review South Beverly Grill, we went back there. And then you had the incident where you got a little bit of a bone in your French dip, which was unfortunate.
I got a bone in the French dip. But we did see Doc Rivers there, so that was fun.
That was very cool.
And you have seen Arnold Schwarzenegger there, which is also fun.
We saw Doc Rivers there, and he was like, I'm really going to tank this Clippers season. And then he winked. It's weird. Do you guys have any more midnight snacks that you wanted to taste test?
I have one here in the hopper ready to go, and I know this is a really controversial one.
Please.
So I'm really prepared for the haters to fire up their cannons.
Okay, let's hear it. Wow.
Mr. Olive spicy pickles.
Bread and butter pickles.
Wow.
And I know this is not everyone's favorite pickle. Mm-hmm. Certainly not for a snack.
To me,
I like to get my little fingies in. This is my personal jar. No one else touches this.
David, is this true?
She means little fingies. She actually has this 1-inch long fingers. So.
Wow.
I get a little guy.
Visualize.
Yeah. Reminds me of a certain president.
Weiger.
Please don't bring up that small orange buffoon right now. I swear to God.
We said we were going to be nicer to him going up to election.
I had to say it. He has small hands.
Marissa, I think that a pickle is a great midnight snack. It's something that I like to snack on. Here's the deal.
Great.
Low calories. It's barely got any calories. You're eating
a cucumber.
It won't
weigh you down.
Which, by the way, I asked Weiger this the other day. I said, if you had to eliminate one vegetable, and then I put like a bunch of things on and said a lot of them didn't count. But if you had to eliminate like you have to eliminate one of the top 20 big vegetables.
20?
Top 20 big vegetables. Which one do you get rid of? Because I was thinking this in my head. This is just on my walk. I was thinking about this. I was walking by the Adams Mansion, Weiger, and where John Adams and John Quincy Adams lived.
Yeah, I'm sure you're talking about
Jesus Christ. And I thought to myself, maybe I get rid of cucumbers, and then I realized. I can't get rid of pickles. That's one of the
most.
No,
you can't.
They're too important. You can't get rid of pickles.
Well, there's also just cucumbers as in and of themselves are delightful. I mean, have them in a salad, have them as a dip. A Tsunomuno? How fun is that?
There has to be a lower ranking vegetable than a cucumber.
Yeah, 100%.
For me, it's bok choy.
Bok choy.
Ooh, I like bok choy. I don't know.
I was going to say.
Forged. Trash it.
Okay, if we're going to launch a vegetable into space so that we don't ever see it again.
Yes. And also here's another thing too, David, before you answer.
Yeah.
Everyone in the world is going to know that you got rid of that vegetable.
Oh boy.
These are really high stakes. Holy shit.
You might get killed.
Okay. Well, I believe in my choice. So I will say no matter what happens, radishes.
Wow.
Ooh.
Unfortunately, I would have to kill you over that, I think.
Oh my God.
Radishes are pretty
good.
Don't
get me wrong. I love the crunch.
Radishes, you know what?
But what are you, when are you like really eating radish?
And you know what?
How often does that come up?
This is going to count in the top. I think this counts as one of the big vegetables because like Nick, you said watercress the other day, right?
Yeah, but I think that is kind of a cop out.
That's a cop out.
Yeah.
And Dropking said fucking, did he say lima beans? That piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't think lima beans really count.
That's fucking bullshit.
Every vegetable has its place. I mean, I get, you know, and if you're talking big vegetables, I mean, you got to have certain things you can't really live without. I mean, I can't get rid of spinach. I got to have spinach.
You can't get rid of carrots.
Got to have onions.
What's Bugs Bunny going to chomp on?
Yeah, so it's a difficult question. I mean, if I could get away with something like fennel, even though I like fennel, I feel like I could get by without fennel.
We could live in a world without fennel. I mean, we would.
I'm fine with fennel.
Yeah,
load it up.
It's tough.
Yeah. I want fennel. I think that's a bad answer. I like fennel.
The bread and butter pickles you're eating, I misread it. It's not spicy pickles. It's simply pickles. This is your favorite varietal.
Simply Pickles, you know, I don't know if I'm that like brand particular for some are obviously crunchier than others. Mm-hmm. I feel like Trader Joe's brand doesn't have a great pickle with a great crunch.
It's always a bummer when Trader Joe's has like a bad thing. Like, you know what I mean?
Some of their store brands underperform.
In general, I like love absolutely everything they do. So, but a Vlasic is like, come on. Are we beating a Vlasic?
No.
Let's get real.
Yeah.
Or if you go like fancier, maybe you do like a Bubby's or something, like one of those nice ones.
Also, got to hand it to Vlasic, underrated mascot, the nice stork man.
The stork's great.
We like that stork, yeah.
He's cool.
He's great.
Hey, would you be parents without him?
Certainly not. We owe him everything. Are you guys, because I know people have strong feelings about bread and butter pickles. Are you guys dill or bust, or are you more open-minded?
Any type of pickle for me. Yeah. I like a bread and butter pickle.
Oh,
I
good.
Like
okay.
A
that's great to have. Sweet pickles, they're, you know, pretty divisive.
Yeah.
I do like dill a little bit more, but I like bread and I like all pickles. I'm with Wigs.
On a burger, to me, this is really good because it's like the relish, you know.
I don't like my pickles. I don't like them as sweet. Like I like a good vinegary pickle taste.
These are definitely on the sweeter side.
A great, great, great midnight snack. Like that is taking a pickle spear. If you get a pickle spear, that's a great midnight snack to me. That counts big time.
So bread and butter pickles can kiss my butt.
Wow. Okay? Wow.
I said it and I meant it. I hate them. And I love dill pickles.
Wow. Though.
And I love pickled things in general. Pickled okra. Are you guys on board for that? That's kind of an Oklahoma.
I haven't messed around with pickled okra.
I have had pickled okra. Good. I like it.
You got to look in one little section, like in California, they just have like one jar of it, you know?
David, I think you might be finishing this podcast from the doghouse, my man.
Oh, yeah, you're sleeping on the couch tonight, my man. No, I'm just going to make him watch me eat this whole jar.
Wow.
Not again.
Bread and butter brings up what I think to go into what I think my final midnight snack area. I was going to say nachos too, but nachos are a little heavy. Just like more like tortilla chips with cheese sprinkled on them and microwaved.
Yeah, I think what you're illustrating a good point that you don't want to have too like labor into. I think Sunday is even kind of pushing it as far as like labor.
Yep.
But yeah, you might be like just melting cheese on chips. You might
That's a grilled cheese, and even more simple than that, a PB&J, Wags.
Sure. Yeah, can't go wrong there.
That's a midnight snack to me. It's just it's not really a PB&J isn't really like count as a meal in my mind. It's not like a lunch. I couldn't eat a PB&J for lunch and be happy. I need to eat like two.
Oh, I could.
Just one PB&J and be fine?
Well, I mean, like, I don't ever just have a sandwich and call it quits for lunch, but like that can be my main item. I could like have a PB&J and like an apple and some chips. That's a good lunch.
Okay.
Oh, would this be a good show? Okay. Instead of like wife swap, it's like meal swap.
Ooh.
And so like you swap food and like fridges with like another person.
I love it.
Eat exactly what they would eat in a day.
I love it.
So fun. That's a great idea.
So like you could swap with like The Rock and have like one of his like, you know, his 2:30 a.m. protein shake.
Liquid chickens.
Liquid chicken. You know, one of those. And just like see if you survive. And then he has to eat your food.
Yes.
Well, he has to eat off a table. So like
yeah, he's eating like melted ice cream off a table.
Off a table with a spatula.
Scraping it into his gob.
It would be funny if The Rock and I meal switched, and at the end of the day, we were both dead.
Just the shock to both of your systems. This is a cute thing on the pickle jar I just noticed. It says cucumber and vine. It has like a street intersection, and one of the street names is cucumber, and one of the street names is vine, like the famous street Vine.
Vine. Wow.
Yeah.
So wait, so in this world, correct me if I'm wrong, in this world, Hollywood would be cucumber?
Yes.
Yes.
So the Hollywood cucumber sign would say cucumber. It would say cucumber wood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, cucumber, yeah, I guess wood it would say
land.
Cucumber land.
I'll call it cucumber land.
Yeah.
Cucumber wood land.
You know what? That's a Hollywood I'd rather live in, to be honest with you.
I agree. Wow. Amen.
Wow. Well, hey, on that note, Marissa Pinson, Dave Neer. Thank you guys for coming back. We got to have you both on main episodes real soon. I don't know how long it had been since we had you on.
Yeah, it's been too long.
It's been too long.
We got to figure it out.
I'm so what kind? I love being on the doubles because my mom can't listen to these. She doesn't know how to find them. She listens to all the mainline ones.
And her response is always so tepid. It's like, yeah, I heard it.
Yeah, it was cute.
That's it.
That is the response to most of our episodes anyway. So
I get that from my parents, and I host the show. So it's...
Mitch, I know that your mom is kind of involved in like the food and stuff now. Does she like listen to the show? Does she want to know what you're doing in the basement?
She lets me go and like, you know, because she knows that I'm going to, you know, she knows that there's going to be some boner talk and,
right. Oh
so God. She lets me go down and do my own thing. But what I didn't say the other day is that we went and got Denny's, for one of the, Ratkaba, episodes. And she, when we were going into Denny's, she put on a mask and it was an oven fries mask, Weiger.
Oh, and, how about that?
And I was like, oh, oven fries. I was like, hey, oven fries. And then afterwards, she took off the mask and she's like, oh, it says oven fries on the mask. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I thought you just said oven. And I was like, what did you think I was doing?
She's just so used to you just like spouting out that she just like smiles politely and goes about her life.
She's used to me just saying like food that I like out loud. Hey, come on, cheese pizza, like, huh?
Where did she find it? Like, she didn't.
Yeah.
She bought every Doughboys mask on TeePublic or where are we on? Are we on TeePublic?
Yeah, we're on TeePublic.
All right, good. She bought like every Doughboys mask on TeePublic.
That's very sweet. Very supportive. Aww.
Yeah, it was very nice. I hope she doesn't listen to the show. Though, I did hear her. What was she listening to the other day? She was watching an old Birthday Boy sketch. Her friend had sent, or maybe it was September Santa. I like woke up at 8 a.m. and I heard September Santa, this sketch I did on Birthday Boys, playing in her room.
David was watching that the other day.
I was watching that.
It's a fun sketch.
It was on Instagram.
Maybe somebody posted it.
Maybe the Doughboys, I think. Sorry, the Birthday Boys.
Maybe David and your mom are on the same like text thread or something.
Here we chat.
David, are you kissing Mitch's mom on the mouth?
It's not weird. Why does everyone think it's weird that I kiss Mitch's mom on the lips for 10 seconds?
Anybody can kiss anybody's mom and it's not weird.
That is the takeaway. I hope everyone takes that away. Kiss everyone's mom.
I confronted her about it and I was like, are you watching September Santa? She's like, Kathy Wood sent it to me. And I was like, and Kathy Wood, great lady. And I was like, but that was on the Birthday Boys show. And she's like, oh, I don't think I ever saw it. And I was like, I guess she didn't watch the show or something. She had never seen September Santa. I was kind of offended, Wags.
She must be so happy you're in a Progressive commercial because that's like something that she can like relate to, show her friends.
David and I are both in the progressive family. We're both in a we're both in a progressive commercial.
And I'm sure you know,
David, that it's bigger than anything else you could ever do in Hollywood.
Oh, absolutely.
His parents were so like starstruck on his behalf about meeting Flo. Like,
yeah.
Wow.
My auntie Pat texted me, congratulations on the progressive commercial. Then two returns. And then, did you meet Flo? That's what she said.
Parents are like so obsessed with Flo.
They love Flo.
That's what Flo said to me. She was like, I was like, can I get your picture? My parents love you. I guess that's kind of mean to say. And I love you too, Flo.
Yeah.
But she was like, parents are obsessed with me. That wow. The boomer generation loves Flo. And she knows it.
She know. Yes. Wow. There was a lot of love towards Flo, but we don't, no crossover with Flo in my thing, but maybe we'll crossover.
Stephanie Courtney, very talented actor, portrays Flo.
Yeah. Great gig.
Marissa, Dave, anything you'd like to plug?
You know, everybody just take care of your mental health.
There you go.
I agree with that.
Try to find an affordable option for therapy if you need it. Just get outside, go for a walk. You know,
you really are. People are like, oh, I can handle it. You can't handle it. Talk to someone. You have to.
I feel like you're talking to me and Weiger right now.
That's this week's Doughboys Double. Bye. On the next Doughboys Double, hey baby, I hear the blues a-callin', toss salads and scrambled egg nog? Big Grande's Dan Lippert joins to watch the pilot of Frasier and discuss that Christmas beverage known as nog. It's a holiday pilot program, and it's only at patreon.com/doughboys.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.